Got to be honest, I didn't know he was coming up on the program, and I said I think it was the best game I've seen Mitch Moses play, or certainly one of the better games I've seen him play for the Wests Tigers. Glad to say he is our guest. G'day, Mitchell.
Hey, how are you, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. It was good. They were attacking your line for a long time, that probably the opening 20 minutes of the second half, and you held firm.
Yeah, that's what we're going to take a lot of confidence out of. Just holding them out for that long amount of period in the second half. I think there was a stat that they had something like 40 tackles in our 20-metre line, and we only had about 13 or something like that. You know, we're going to take a lot of confidence out of that and still getting the win out of that.
Yeah, Mitch, they started hot too. There was a great intensity from them in that opening 20.
Yeah, we knew they were going to come out firing. Now, they got a big pack of forwards. And we knew if we held them in the middle, we'll run away with the game. But, you know, they come out really firing, and, you know, we were kind of shocked at the start. But we knew if we just completed our sets and stayed stuck in the grind, we'd come away with the win.
Mate, the progression of your game throughout the year, you're happy? You're where you thought you'd be? You're above where you thought you'd be?
Yeah, I'm happy with the way I'm playing. I'm just going to take it week by week. But, yeah, I've just been working on a few things at training. And, you know, it's good to see that they're coming off in the game. It's always a good feeling when that happens. So, you know, I'm just taking it week by week at the moment. But I'm pretty happy with my game at the moment. Hopefully we can keep it going.
And, mate, you appear to be getting to the line a bit more and playing at the line instead of before the line a bit more. Was that at home?
No, not so much. Well, I was trying to get it on during the year. But I think just how we were playing was a bit different. So, you know, I'm getting a bit more ball and you know, I'm probably taking a bit more leadership in the role that I'm playing at the moment. So I'm probably demanding the ball a lot more and getting the ball and playing the line a bit more, like you said.
Mitch, there was a moment towards the end of the first half where it looked like you were going to put 20 or 30 on them. Mm. Were you disappointed at the end that there weren't more points?
Yeah, well, it didn't really feel like that. I think we were just focusing on staying in the grind. But, yeah, like I said, we only had like 13 play the balls in their 20-metre line. So, you know, I think if we had a bit more ball down there, we would have put a bit more points on. But, you know, it still takes a lot of confidence out of that win. It's a real tough win.
Lucky enough to be chatting with Mitch Moses from the Wests Tigers. Mitch, for yourself and Brooksy, knowing that, you know, all the drama surrounding Robbie, and we won't go over it all, but did you feel throughout the week, okay, we better fire because, you know, we're supposed to be getting the ball we want?
Yeah, no. Well, I didn't look at it that way at all. You know, it was JT's decision with what he'd done. So, you know, I was just going into the game thinking I'm just going to play my own game. But, you know, I think I definitely took a bit more leadership on my shoulders in that game. So, you know, I felt very comfortable there in that position.
And we're talking a lot about it for obvious reasons, but yeah. Amongst the playing group, Mitch, obviously the players are just getting on with things because sometimes a senior player like that, if he's on the outer, it can be quite disruptive.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've got a lot of respect for Robbie and, you know, what he's done in the game and what he's done at the club. So, but, you know, when we found out that he wasn't in the team, we come together. Woodsy pulled us in as a group and just spoke about it. And it's happened in the past couple of years. And, you know, we've been in a position to make the semis and we've had this stuff happen. And then it's probably got to us a bit too much. So this year we come together. And we're just not going to let it affect us this year. We're just thinking about our footy, and that's all we're worried about at the moment.
Terrible question to ask you, mate. I mean, Robbie there or Robbie not there? Does it affect how you play and how you get the ball?
Oh no, I think it's massive on our forwards. So you know, when our forwards go forward for us, it's massive for us. It was luck on the weekend. We're coming off our own line, and our forwards was getting us in a good position of where we could kick the ball. No, I don't think so. Just how I'm playing at the moment, I'm just trying to focus on my own game.
And moving forward, defensively, is that still the area of concern?
For the team?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it showed on the last night, you know, it's going to be a massive defence wins game. So if we get that right, you know, we know that we've got the attack there to put points whenever we want. So, you know, we've got to get our defence right. But, you know, it's slowly coming at the moment. But we've had a few games there where we've probably lost our way a bit, but yeah, defence is still the key there.
Mate, looks like you've got to win at least four of your last six, I reckon. Well, definitely, I reckon, to make that eight.
Yeah, it's definitely doable. You know, we've got a few teams that we've got to verse that are probably in the eight, that are 2 points ahead of us that we've got to verse anyway. So they're going to be massive games for us, and you know, we're not even going to worry about the eight at the moment. We're just going to keep playing footy and, you know, that stuff will sort itself out.
Well, it was enjoyable watching you guys play yesterday, Mitch. So well played yourself too.
Thanks, mate. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your time.